What's up? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shuraim.
I'm Sabrina.
And today's podcast is
public divorces and hanging out your dirty laundry. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Masuk bilik jom. Oh yes. Rekod podcast lah. Masuk bilik jom. Hello everybody.
Hi.
So this topic we're going to talk about public divorces. It's kind of annoying that we see on social media right now people
airing out the dirty laundry, bro.
Airing out the dirty laundry. Taking a divorce like a breakup. And it doesn't sit very right to us.
Yes.
So right now, we just want to talk about it.
Yes. It's sensitive to speak about.
Yeah.
Honestly, very, very sensitive. Very, very close to home in certain areas. But I feel it's a need to speak about it. I don't want to keep quiet when it comes to these kind of things. And of course, it's a trending topic. So, yeah, lah, we just talk about it.
And unfortunately, I think all
so
three...
PR right now. Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, a lot of us have been exposed to divorce.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
In our life, some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Family, friends, far family, near family,
whatever. Social media friends.
Yeah. Anybody lah. So, macam... I just think it's quite cool to not quite cool. I think it's an interesting topic to talk about.
Yeah,
because nobody fucking teaches us how to treat a friend who went through a divorce.
Yep.
How to treat your how to treat your friend whose parents are going through a divorce.
Yeah.
No one fucking teaches us that, bro.
It's quite interesting actually at our age, because last time when we talk about divorce, it's always makcik pakcik kita divorce, that kind. But then now it's happening to people around us.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
People closer to our ages, right?
Yeah, man.
So it's a bit more
but our age getting divorced.
Yeah. And the reason why I feel very strongly about this topic is because in my family, we were raised to think that divorce is not a vocab. Divorce is not the answer to anything.
Yes.
You fight, big fight, work it out. If you, that's why for my family, it's huge on who you decide to marry.
Yeah.
Because that's your only option.
Yes.
Yeah, that's your only, that's the last, like.
There's no,
if you guys
death fight, is the marriage, the ending of
it's
marriage.
Not, do you want 50-50? All marriages are 50-50. It only ends in divorce or death.
Or death, yeah.
Right? Yeah, mine is it only ends in death.
100% of marriages end in death in Sub's family.
Yes.
So which is a good mentality.
It's a good mentality.
But could be toxic. Because the thing is, I feel like young people now, semua macam, okay, there are some exceptions to divorce that maybe if let's say it's a toxic relationship, abusive relationship,
it's better to get out of and stay in.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, I feel like many people are making it so easy to divorce. So it's like stuff like, okay, big problem. A lot of people think it's easier to break up instead of talk about it. Which is true. If it's a relationship, maybe sometimes it's easier to break up.
Yes.
But
yes.
A marriage is not a relationship.
It's
100 steps away from
yes, it. It's yeah. There's a lot of complications when it comes to divorce. So I just, the thing is why I feel very, very strongly about this, right? It's because I don't want kids, teenagers, looking at all of these public divorces, thinking that it's okay, wah. They do, okay. I do. You know what I mean? It's not supposed to be that way, and I don't want it to be perceived that way also. So that's why, like, I am, sorry. If let's say, if there's anything I can do, I cannot, like, comment on other people's marriage, I cannot speak about the divorce of other people, but what I can do is speak to the to people on my platform and say that it is not a normal thing and you should not think that it is a solution.
How do you think before social media, how do people what's that word? Deal with the divorce. Because sekarang social media is all we know, mah.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, not like you or not lah. Like, if you were to go through touch wood lah.
Nauzubillah.
Nauzubillah. You go through divorce. Who to talk to? I mean, you only know social media, mah.
Therapies.
Ah yeah, there's that. If can't afford.
Friends or.
Friends or.
Mm.
No friend. Just want to put it out somewhere. Write on diary close lah. Mm. That shit.
Write on diary. Okay. Yeah writing.
Paper,
yeah.
Close lah, utuh lah.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why I feel like a lot of people are using social media because people like it's a platform to share your emotions and stuff like that.
Because the thing is right now, the algorithm just babi.
Okay.
These people, some people, like no followers on bro.
Mm.
120 followers ah.
Mm.
But tak private because never had the need to.
Mm.
Suddenly people start sharing their posts.
Yes.
People start sharing their posts.
Oh, their TikTok live, bro. Even worse.
But TikTok live, normally macam dorang live because they got no, maybe 20 followers.
Mm.
Sorry, but live, you need to get 1,000 to go live.
1,000 to go live, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, maybe not TikTok live ah.
Mm.
Kalau TikTok live, 1,000 lah, okay. Bopin lah, 1,000 lah.
Mm.
Then like, yeah, the funny one I feel like is macam, Your account is macam 50 orang. Then you share the screenshots. You had no need to private stuff.
Yeah.
Kau terpost, kau tidur, kau besok, kau bangun. Oh,
viral. 20,000 views.
Oh, fuck.
100,000 shares.
Tak yang 100,000 lah. 1,000 shares lah, bro. Tu dah kecoh lah, bro.
No, 50 shares dah kecoh, taduk. Yeah, and then like everybody shares. knows your shit really, bro.
Yeah, then like, fuck, for someone who gets 3 likes, 1,000 shares is a lot, bro.
Yes.
It's like, fuck my life, what to do?
So, I don't understand why people do that, no, sometimes.
Tak, okay. Kau just imagine, like...
You have no other avenue, is it?
No, like, it's just like... How to say, like... Oh, fuck, what am I trying to say? Like, viral, people seeing your things is never.
Mm.
So, macam, your social media has always been safe. It's always been 10 likes.
Yeah.
You know the 10 people.
Yes.
You follow 50 is friends since primary school. People you meet since primary school. Okay, jadi lah sembarang lah. 120 followers here and there lah. You've met 120 people from secondary school until now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah lah. So just follow them. And then you just, gram lah, some post. Then viral. Ha, shit. Or run screenshot.
That's the worst, bro.
Telegram group chats. and stuff like that. So,
but usually you don't post those kind of stuff for awareness.
Tapi kau dah sedih pun. Kau dah sedih. Kau like niat. Yeah. Never had the niat to kenakan sampai viral. Mm. But just niat to
lepaskan geram.
120 people see lah.
Mm.
Then after that, haha.
Lepaskan geram. That's the exact same thing. The attention trap thing lah that we spoke in the previous podcast, right? Is it an attention trap? Or is it just to lepaskan geram? I don't know. People have the right to use their social media in any way possible. The thing is, aku tak kisah pasal cara kau nak pakai social media kau. I don't give a fuck. You can post your naked photo for all I care.
Woohoo.
I don't give a shit.
Yes, please.
You can private. You can unprivate. You can I don't know, share how much you earn. I don't give a shit lah. You can share about your family. I don't care. But what I do care is how people are perceiving your content. And that's something I cannot control. How people perceive your content.
Yeah.
But what I can control is to create content myself to try and tell people that this is wrong, bro. You should not be doing this.
And the scary thing is that social media is seen by people of all ages.
There's no age limit,
so it's like, kalau kita see, our mind is almost pretty much fully developed already.
Mm.
We can think for ourselves already.
Yeah.
Those 10-year-olds who see this, that's what they are growing up with, though. That's what's raising their mindset.
The drama.
Their mindset.
The drama. Oh, it's okay to share. Okay, aku pun share.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And a lot, now a lot of people are openly sharing about their dirty laundry on social media. And all these kids are seeing it on such a public space. They think it's okay.
And they see the comments, the other people comments, kecam. Yeah. They're like, oh, okay.
And kalau tak kecam, they're supporting the wrong thing.
Yeah, bro.
And then people, they're like, oh, okay, this one is support worthy. You know, and then after that, they are raised with this mindset, and it's scary because I see it firsthand. I've told the boys before, like my nieces are all about 10 now, anywhere from 1 to 13 lah, the oldest. Young, But they are on social media scrolling TikTok until 3 a.m. just like us adults, you know. And they are seeing disgusting content, tau. Mm. If it's not other people their age doing the dances, which is, can close one eye lah, can close one eye. Sexualizing all these budak-budak 13-year-old with their bellies out dancing seductive dances that they don't realize is seductive. Yeah. I can close one eye.
It's like whatever. It's like that should be on the parents to control your kids' content, what they watch and what not lah, whatever lah, bro.
I grew up not being able to close my door. Don't close my door. My room is always open. So
why is there timers ya? Bila pakai nak pakai komputer dulu, the chicken timer, remember? Yeah. Now that doesn't fucking exist, bro. Kids are watching TikTok at 3 a.m.
And but then the thing that I'm most worried about is all these people who, the reason why they are not parents yet is because they are not ready to be parents, but they are generally technically parenting the younger generation.
Yes.
Role model lah.
Very influential.
Yeah.
Because therefore you're influencer lah.
Yeah.
You're influential lah. And influence comes with power.
Responsibility.
Responsibility and power and that's the sad thing about. I won't say sad thing. That's just a responsibility of a creator lah. And posting on social media.
And half the people who post it don't realize that this is what they are doing. And then they just feel very loved by all the love that they get showered with.
Yeah.
Because all of the anonymous messages, you don't know how old they are.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, they say love
you. User 5372148.
And kita punya TikTok live at that time.
Apa?
What's that? What's your username? Oh, my class. P410.
Oh, yes. Huh. Oh my god, you're 10 years old. Fucking hell. Remember our TikTok live? Oh my god.
That's my register number.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but the thing is, I don't blame the creators also. I legit don't blame the creators.
It's work.
Yeah, it's work. Or maybe it's just kau nak luahkan perasaan. Or it's just that whatever lah. It's your social media. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do with it. I don't care. But at the same time, it comes with responsibility, like what I said, it comes with power, whatever nonsense. But there's something that I cannot force you to do, I can't control you to do, and you cannot control how people perceive your content. But at the same time, I need to tell these kids, or I need to tell these people, these younger people, that it is not normal, you should not be doing this.
Yeah.
Don't take this, you can follow your favorite creators, you can follow your favorite content creators and whatnot.
But you also have a brain lah.
Yes, you must think
but
for yourself.
At that age, they don't hard lah.
Susah kan?
Hard lah, bro.
Yeah.
Hard lah. Macam like last time when we watched, when we were...
The internet is for porn. Remember that video? Bro.
So your dick and double click?
Bro, we were 10. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. So I guess it's not that far off like actually last time and now, right?
Macam like, macam Vitaly...
Yeah, Vitaly.
Roman Edward.
Last time also had.
Fusi Tiu. When they started all the pranks, all those stuff, vulgarities. Don't say so. Don't it so extreme. Vulgarities je lah.
No, but then last time, these creators are far away from us, tau. So for us, it's like only orang angmoh.
Oh, and the thing is that last time.
That's true. That's a valid point, bro.
Yeah. Last time, Singapore creators, they were responsible, lor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like Neominio, Chen Hao, Rizwan. Yeah. Mm. When they were starting out.
10k followers.
Very responsible, though.
Yeah.
They ensure their image is proper. The clothing they wear is proper. All those they all juggers, yeah.
The things they say also very very proper.
I want to say, if let's say they, you said what you don't blame them for accidentally influencing these kids, right? Okay. You know what? To me, is the biggest problem that caused this whole thing.
What?
All that stupid books, I don't know if it's a good book.
Start the Art of Not Giving a Fuck?
Yes.
Okay.
So all that book and the mentality that book shares.
Why is read that book, right?
Yeah. I didn't actually.
I thought you did.
I think he has the book.
I think I say, but I never did actually.
Oh, okay.
But the book supports or encourages this mentality where you don't give a shit about what other people think of you, right? And I feel people are taking it too much. That, okay, if you don't care about what these kids are,
people in general
are taking in and care about your reputation. I know don't care because what people will have their own opinions, but then
you cannot please everybody.
Yeah, but don't give them a reason to talk ill about you lah. This mara thing macam dah tak exist gitu sekarang. People are okay with people knowing that you have sex with other people. You would say, oh, you got pregnancy scare online. That obviously means you got sex. You had sex. And that's fine. Let's think, like, OnlyFans is another thing. You are openly having sex online. You know that all this is like, dah tak ada maru lah, this generation.
Are we just macam,
No.
Old school. Aku just tak tahu.
But it's a lot. It's too much, right?
The thing is, yeah, okay, you don't want to please everybody. You're not supposed to please everybody. I agree with that. You cannot please everybody. But at the same time, you don't need to please people. Just macam, don't influence them badly. Ya. Itu je.
I don't know.
Oh, the topic again?
Public divorces and this is like basically my rant on Twitter, bro.
Yeah.
Responsible usage of social media.
But public divorces,
it's just being thrown out like it's nothing at this point of time.
Okay, let's say not social media. Let's say real life.
Okay.
Real life lah. Let me get them at
let you think. Let you think. Okay, think first.
Okay, think first. So, how to tell people you are divorced so that if you go out with someone new, they won't be confused? Because divorce, so let's say proper one.
In the 1950s, bro.
No, not 1950s. Oh,
okay,
right now.
Okay.
But let's say not social media. Okay. Don't want to use social media, blah, blah, blah. Those, so, macam,
the proper way to
what do you think is doing? Okay, example, macam,
I got divorced.
Say everything is proper.
Touch wood.
Somebody gets divorced. Don't say people. Somebody got divorced. Court has made it official. Agama so official already.
Agama real. Government also official already.
Government official, religiously official.
Everything proper channels.
6 months pantang has up lah.
Okay.
Then you just feel that.
I want to go back into the game.
Let me just. Not even so crazy lah. Now you feel it's okay to have one-on-one makans with people lah. So my question is, you need to tell people you're divorced mah.
Yeah.
Somehow or other, it has to come out mah.
Yeah.
If not, kalau orang nampak kau dengan lelaki lain atau perempuan lain, macam pelik.
How I would do it personally if I would
newspaper article
get
kimas.
Obituary. I'm not dead. I'm just divorced.
The divorce is dead. And the marriage is dead. The marriage.
I would just tell my closest friends and family first. So that one is just because their opinions matter the most.
Yeah. WhatsApp chat lah.
Tak yalah, WhatsApp groups lah. Your closest friends ah.
Closest friends only.
Just people who matters to you. And then from there, dah let it spread lah. Because then if let's say I got divorced and I go out with another guy, then someone says, isn't she married? And then someone probably knows someone who
ask
said,
someone close.
Yeah, then they'll be like, tak lah, diorang dah separate, dah lama juga. You know?
Or paling-paling the person comes to me. I think the approach of sub is better. Yeah.
Because if I'm just picturing KGC.
Okay.
That stretch.
That lirik lah, okay.
That lirik. Macam, you know, there's the same level as KGC, right? Then I'm like, there's some cafe or whatever shit lah. Then you see the other person with another guy. Not really very close, but it's just like, that's not him.
Yeah.
I won't come out and ask ma.
No,
I will probably text somebody I know. ni gerbuk-gerbuk ma. But that person will be a closer friend to that individuals.
Whoever.
And then they will tell me.
Probably know, so.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah. I think that's the better way. Adult way to do it.
Yeah. I guess I'll just impose back a question. You break up with your long-term girlfriend. How did you let the world know? You didn't, right?
Social media. Oh.
You first deleted all the photos.
Deleted all the photos.
So I guess that's step one lah.
Step one, delete all the photos.
Delete all the photos first. So whoever who see will see. But you don't like post, I have broken up.
Pasal it's so merepek to say that, sir.
Yeah, you can like, do that.
But I do. Depends on the situation. Depends who you are lah.
It depends on who you are, definitely. It depends on who you are.
So if you're someone of high stature,
I guess it's important to announce.
I think to have a respectful announcement when everything is completed, I think that one is needed lah.
A breakup post
Formal post that saying that
you guys are no longer together.
Don't kecam her for going out with someone else. Or don't kecam him for going out with someone else. Because it's done.
Yeah.
Respectful.
Because I think my fear is people talking things about her. And then she cannot tahan. That's my fear. As a guy lah, if I were to go through it. Because you want to say whatever about me, say whatever you want to say about me lah, bro. But I just don't want. Because generally, I'm more louder ma.
Yeah.
And then people will talk shit about her. Mm. Yeah, so I don't want the reason why I put that post is so you don't talk shit about her.
Maybe if you're bigger, you might have to do
yeah.
that.
If you're bigger, yes. But let's say if it was me when I was 17 years old, mm. 20 years old, I was in the relationship maybe for 5 years and everybody knows that I'm together with this girl, blah, 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 that kind of nonsense, right?
Mm. Oh, that was just
apa yang aku nak post is the story, eh? Pasal bila orang yang aku dah break up, kibat, tak apa ya, Sial?
Yeah.
Sudah.
I don't
care. Aku fikir aku siapa, Sial?
Yeah.
Who the fuck do you think I am? You know what I mean? Who the fuck do I think I am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then only tell your close friends ah.
Yeah.
Right. The people who matter ah.
Lagi-lagi if it's just a relationship saduk.
Yeah. And then they'll see the pattern ah. Like you don't post photos going out anymore. Or you start to post photos that are a little bit more soft launch.
Mm. So yeah, just soft launch. Yeah. Makan, you can see the other plate but you don't know who's sitting down there. I mean.
Yeah, just more small things. And then people will be like, oh, okay, she probably broke up and is dating someone new.
Mm, dah, sudah. I just don't get these people, like you said, like with 50 followers, 10 followers, 120 followers. You just their friends. And suddenly they...
But ada lah. Ada lah. Really ada lah people yang post
everything out, sah, though. Apa, sah. Who do you think you are, sah? You can do whatever you want on social media. I still don't judge whatever you...
No, it's not who do you think you are, sah?
It's not
who do you think you are. It's like, why do you think this is right?
Yes.
It's not who do you think you are. It's why do you think this is okay. I said why? Because time to time, I will find like funny things will come on my FYP.
The one that you have to swipe multiple screenshots. I do.
Why do you do this? Why do you think it's okay? I said like why are you sharing screenshots on?
So entertaining, man, on TikTok. Oh my god, so many.
Entertaining,
So entertaining, but like
Fatin loves it, bro. Why?
But I feel wrong, I feel like a capo bastard. I just going through. Scroll.
Kau kan scroll lah.
33 dah lah.
Kau kan scroll lah, baca.
Sometimes ni lah. Until
when you have the time lah.
Yeah. I shouldn't be reading this, man.
Sampai kan macam the mother is involved. Then after that, the family is involved. Aku macam, I don't need to know this, bro.
Yeah.
Who are... I don't even know your name, bro.
I think the only person who should know is, like I said, your close friends, your family, and then the person you're talking to right now, that you are happily divorced.
Yes. Because it just sets a bad example for kids who are consuming this content, lah.
That's my biggest worry, and it's scary knowing that, like, I'm gonna reach the chapter where I'll have a child, and then you already have a child.
Bro,
how are you gonna raise them up when they're primary school?
I'm gonna borrow the chicken timer from my aunties. <bro. laughs>
Maybe you wouldn't get him a phone, but his friends at school got phone.
That's the scary thing, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to avoid.
Dude,
fucking hard to avoid.
I saw something recently. The reason why Gen Z is like this is because of us.
Our age?
No. Why we are like this is because of our parents.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because we never go through hardship.
Mm.
It's because our parents want to protect us. Because they went through hardship, that's why they are mature. That's why they're smarter, EQ good and stuff like that.
Mm.
But the reason why we are spoiled or whatever not is because we didn't go through hardship because they protected us.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's either you make them go through hardship naturally or you force a hardship through them. Then they can learn. Because sometimes you see all these people, like sports people, like, but like, how did you learn to be punctual? Example lah.
Kena marah pasal lambat lah.
Yeah, kena marah pasal lambat. Or late a minute, then minus 1 hour of part-time pay. That type of shit.
Like or like late for school, then you kena detention after that.
Yeah. Mostly it's like the part-time. Will you allow your...
No, it's more like, it's more you late for 1 minute, then you complain. Then you're supposed to get 1 hour, right? Then you complain to your parents. Then your parents come down and marah the...
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up, sir. Yeah.
But it happens, what? Because you're like, he's just 1 minute late. What the hell do you want to cut 1 hour for his pay?
But it's in the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember before I was late. Aku tak kerja 1 jam, aku pergi toilet. Because like...
I'm not getting paid, fuck that.
Yeah, because I know I'm late. You know what? I'll come back at 12. Clock in. I was supposed to refill the basin. Refill the place. The
kerja apa ni?
Pedro.
Pedro. Okay.
Aku ingat jaga sampai lama babi tu. Then must not her fault mah because I have to thumbprint also. So she cannot cover me. So
it's okay.
I just don't come. I just don't do work for 1 hour. I betul.
Yeah. Understand. Yeah.
But that's not right. Like you're supposed to do work lah.
It's just so scary to be a parent. Because like, okay,
you don't know what is right, bro.
No, 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 I just, you know what's right.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
don't
yeah.
know how to teach them what's right.
Right.
And
yes.
then it's like, let's say you become the very strict, you're not getting a phone until this, that, this, that. Mm. They'll grow up hitting you.
Yeah.
Because, like, how come all my friends have you?
And the thing is, it will be worse because he will secretly try to access the internet. Mm. So, would I rather have my child, macam, like, being open and knowing, I know he's on the internet and stuff like that, and I control it in how I can, or completely no internet, bro? Because, like, for example, can I say this? For example, my nieces and nephew, they didn't have social media accounts until very, very late.
Mm.
Yeah. And when I mean very late secondary school, lah. Yeah. But
that's about the same time we had, lah.
Yeah, that's the same time we had it. Yeah. But kids are having it at primary school, bro.
Dude,
it's crazy.
My niece was like 6.
Mm.
My niece is 6 and she has a handphone.
Yeah. So it's very difficult because, like, even though they don't have access to that, they know what is Instagram. They know what is TikTok. Just that they don't know what it is and they have to see it through other people. And that's, I don't know, is it more dangerous?
I
don't know, sir.
That's just a quick thought there. I think I can, I may succumb to have, like, they have social media.
Mm.
But posting content, I think after sec 3 lah, bro.
15 onwards, 16 lah.
Post no lah, sec 2 onwards lah, posting content lah.
If you already got account, how you can stop? How can you stop them from posting?
Tell them I really jangan lah bodoh. Hey, jangan lah.
Because you have to be 12, right? If I'm not wrong.
I think so.
Social media is 12. Yeah.
I wanted to say that I sat beside my little nephew. Mm. He was 5.
Mm.
5 or 6 gitu. Sat beside him while he was scrolling through YouTube reels.
Mm.
Most of it is like kids games.
YouTube kids
and like this and that and this. Yeah, YouTube kids, right? But then got one is a girl playing a baby game with her boobs out.
Ah, right.
Why is he watching this?
Interesting.
But, it's like huge, like ginormous boobs. But then very innocent. She's playing a game. And like multiple. But then he'll just scroll past it like it's nothing. Because I think he doesn't understand that.
Desensitized. Yeah.
But like it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think is it the onus, does the onus lie on the social medias for not trying to control this, or is it the content creators, or is it the parents? There's like, so many people to blame. Ja. Apa ja?
There's jobs what to delete this.
I guess.
Inappropriate content.
I think it's just education on the consumers lah.
Mm.
And the consumers need to be educated, to be more mature and to be educated lah.
That's why I feel, because all those things aku tak boleh control sahaja. Social media, fuck that. I'm not going to talk to Mark Zuckerberg. I'm not going to talk to these big content creators.
Don't talk about the big ones lah then. Talk about the people like us lah, who are creating content
yeah.
as a part-time thing and like our age.
Mm.
We think 2-3 times when we want to post something.
Yeah.
We re-recorded this episode because we weren't sure whether we wanted to post what we said before.
Yeah, yeah.
These people don't have this thought process.
Aku tak tahu.
That's the thing. It's
aku
like,
tak tahu.
Then shouldn't we talk to these people? Because we can, what? We are content creators ourselves.
But the thing is, like, I don't...
No, but people punya...
Aku tak kisah pasal kau nak post.
Tak.
Aku tak control.
No, some people are stupid. Some people don't have common sense. Some people don't... Like, some people punya morals...
Are different.
Lain, though.
Yeah, very different.
People punya okay right. to our okay, lain.
Yeah.
So, like my okay and some like to me, I feel that I'm quite a controlled guy already.
Mm.
So some.
No, but I agree because some people come to me and say
too much.
I cannot believe you said that on social media on the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Siapa
yeah.
Siapa?
I don't remember, but a few times this has came up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't
yeah.
believe you said that. Then okay. I like. Really? Then they like, yeah, I would never see that. Then I like,
two controls, yeah.
Okay.
We record it 3 times.
Yeah lah.
No, that's the thing. Like, we cannot change the mindset of these creators and whatnot. And I don't plan to. I don't want to change the world. But so I feel like what I can do is create content to tell people that fuck, stop doing that.
So yeah. Do you think mainstream media is actually the correct way to do things?
No,
that's the only way to control, mah.
Yeah lah, control lah. Yeah, you control the narrative, right? Right.
Yeah. Control everything, right?
Yeah.
Your actors, artists, all this semua jaga apa?
Jaga
all got contracts, all they say what they say, what they wear, everything.
Mm.
So you think mainstream media is the right way?
Oh, then but that like then there's just a conversation of freedom of speech, really, ma. Yeah.
That one like quite big because the political agenda behind it, propaganda stuff.
Yeah.
But that one they don't too much. This one is just talking about public divorces.
Yeah. It's difficult lah because like we don't even have
because the thing is we forget no. It's a lot of emotions in play, bro.
Mm.
It's a lot of emotions in play. You just went through a fucking divorce.
Yes, yes.
And the people around you, whichever camp you're on, will support you. Sampai mati, bro. It's just, I have to, bro.
Yeah.
Ni, this is elevated breakup, bro. Yeah. Kau imagine kau breakup, aku dah berbual lancar pasal that girl, I'll support you for life. Kau divorce. Lagi, sial.
Yeah.
Lagi, bro. Yeah. So there's no way, like, whichever side I'm on, however mature I am.
There's a bias, ah.
There's a bias. So there's a lot of emotions, more people in play. More people in play because right now there's families involved and all that stuff. But it depends on what level you are of your, what stage you are of your marriage. There's a lot of people involved.
Yeah.
So I think that's why a lot of emotions and stuff. So orang geram and then just,
So are you saying we cannot blame people for doing this?
Or? I think we need to empathize more on why they're doing this.
Maybe. Sharp, you're the empathetic expert.
Sebab aku rasa is most of the times, the person going through it, they just want to get it over and done with. But the people around them is the one that, hey, you should
create awareness for this guy. This guy should. What he did to you was
mess this girl up. Hey, you should file a lawsuit lah. You should make him bankrupt lah. You should do this. You should do that lah.
Malukan dia.
You need to get everything out back. You need to get everything back. You need to make him lose everything. Padahal bukan kau, it's just people around you. Then you are already so vulnerable, and then you kena ada Eddie. Then yeah, okay lah. Go try. And then next thing you know, the 2 years.
Well, empathetic expert. Do you think we should be more empathetic towards people who are going through this?
I mean, when I see this kind of stuff, I don't immediately judge lah. Memang I'll be like, alamak, kesiannya. Dia tengah going through a shit ton. But at the same time, I feel like you should have your own brain a bit lah. You should understand that everything you post, no matter 100 followers or 50 followers, everything you post is to be seen. And I've always lived by the quote of only share what you don't mind people knowing of you. And I would never share my private stuff lah. So
okay, hypothetically, if it's a private account. So spending my book, sorry. If it's a private account.
It's fine.
Yeah. Private account with 10 followers and all of them you trust.
Completely fine. 100% fine.
It's the fact that it goes fucking viral, right?
Yep.
And it's shareable.
Behind closed doors, private account behind closed doors is basically the same.
Yeah.
Like in today's context, it's the same thing. I think it's okay.
Private account.
I think it must be private and try your best to be polite. And one-to-one or private lah.
Private, one-to-one, yeah.
Polite. In the best way possible.
Yeah.
And just don't say anything that you will regret lah, because as much as they say people will forget, people forget the things you do, but the impression remains.
Yes, correct.
Until you die.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, bro, I just want to say one last thing. It's at the end of the podcast, so maybe people might not be listening already. So fuck it, I want to just say it lah. Okay? We talk a lot about the random kids who are affected by this situation, kan? But if let's say you are a child of this particular divorce, right? And you see your parents posting on social media, bro, that is fucked up, yeah. That is fucked up, bro. And it's crazy. And plus, you see that there are other kids who are on social media also, and they see that. Imagine aku nampak mak bapak sub fighting on social media and posting all this against each other, back and forth. Habis kat sekolah, my friends are talking to me about it, siya. Apa, siya?
I've seen this happening in first hand, toh.
Yeah. And kids being kids, bro. Bro, primary school, aku kena bully. Second school, aku kena bully. And this is elevated with social media. Kebak gila, siya.
You
don't understand. Gila,
some of the kids that I've talked to about this, they will tell me macam, you got see what my mama post? And they don't do it in a like, you nampak, did you see what my mom post? Because to them, it's like normal. You got see what my mama post? Yeah, she going out with this guy now. Yeah, they post on Instagram, on TikTok. You see, yeah. I also saw.
You heard that conversation.
Yeah. And then the older sister, who is like 13, will be like, eh, stop talking about that lah. You know, dah pandai sikit.
Dah malu
sikit. Stop talking about that lah. Then I'll be like, why? Then she like, I don't like the guy. No, but the younger one, just like, they think it's just, mama going out with another friend, and that's just the process after divorce. It's just to date. You just have to date new people. And it happens. And I'm so sad because to them, that's normal then.
Bro, it's just crazy lah, bro. It's just crazy. And the thing is,
I thought you were going to go, it's affecting what's that word? Influencing kids. But why I thought you're going to go is influencing people like us, so who are married, newlyweds, or going to get married, or thinking of marriage in the next 3 to 5 years. It's kind of affecting us. So
it
bro.
Does, like, it's scary, la.
It is, bro.
Yeah, in my head, it's like, okay, by 27, I'll get married. No, I'm okay if getting married 30, 31, not getting married. I have such a beautiful family now. Why give up this family for a family that might not be great? I'm scared also. I'm very scared.
Many people are afraid to get married, though. Yeah, I know friends who don't want to get married because they're afraid. They have this mentality that I can, like, there's a possibility that it might end in divorce.
The overthinking is insane. Crazy. I think my husband is so nice. But this girl also thought the husband very nice. Then this husband busted
divorce.
Her like that. You know, and then after it's like, oh, it happens.
Yeah.
Because now, like, dulu it happens, but now it's so
more public. Very public, yeah. Bro. Relation, everything, airing dirty laundry is so public now, bro. To the point
but
that
it's so local.
Yeah. I want to expand on that point. The local part.
Yeah.
Dulu Vitali, Fusi doing all those stupid pranks, vulgar and whatnot lah. It is what, 10, 20, 100,000 miles away, bro.
So far away.
Cultures are different.
Yeah. To us it's like, won't happen here.
Won't happen
because
here.
Ni orang Mak Salim.
Ni orang Mak Salim ni benda. Takkan buat ni. KSI doing the trigger warning rape face dulu. Aku tak ikut pe. Aku tak macam, no, I don't do that to girls ma. Yeah, because it's so far away, it's in the UK, it doesn't apply to me. But now it's local, bro. Fuck, bro.
Yeah. And it's a content tactic also. Just copy what the people in America are doing. Because if they are successful there, it'll be successful here. Just a bit later, kita denya. So it's just a bit scary. Because all that works, it works. Everyone who's doing what Westerners were doing now, all popular already now.
Yeah, and just to put it out there, bro, like, America is not the best place in the world to, like, take example of a lot of things, bro.
And we say that what Americans are dumb.
They are. Fuck.
But then that's the reason. The reason they are like that is because of how open social media and they are, and now it's being brought into Singapore. Then Singapore will be as dumb as.
To anyone, like, before we end it off, I think you want to close.
Nah,
anything close. Else to say?
No.
You can do it.
Yeah. Before we end it off, like, I don't want people who are going through this, content creators who are going through this, to take offense to what we say. I am not directing it to you. My real intention is to protect the kids. I have my own child, to protect my kid.
Oh yeah, shit, you have a kid.
Yeah, to protect my kid from watching your content, because if it's viral, bro, it's inevitable he will eventually see it because he's growing up in this generation. I want to at least try do my part to protect the kids, bro. Because legit, this is something that I'm very, very worried. I've been in social media for very long. And stuff like that. I've consumed social media content. I know how it can influence you. And just one thing I want to say is that I'm not talking about my ass. I'm married. I have a child. I've gone through divorce myself. Not personally, but my parents have. And this is something that I am very, very knowledgeable about. I'm not speaking out of my ass. If there's one thing I could say is that as a parent, do not do air your dirty laundry on social media and talk shit about each other. And as a child of divorce, I am fucking grateful that social media did not exist when my parents got divorced, because it would have been a shit ton for me to go through when I was younger. So really, really, this is not a shot at you as an individual. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But really, I want to protect the kids. I want to protect my own child from going through any of this. Yeah, legit. That's the final point. Yeah, that's the final point.
With that,
thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. And do follow us on all our social media channels and pages, which is at randomlyrelatable_sg. We have a Telegram group chat, randomlyrelatable_sg community. And if you got any stories for us to speak about and whatever not,
yes, send us content to speak about. We love it.
Content to speak about.
Pussykins.
So yeah, see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.